every move we make.
Edition of the Sane Asylum on Republic Broadcasting and simulcast to Speak Free Radio. We're glad you're tuning in because it is getting so insane that you need a sane, safe space, and it's right here. I'm Giuseppe Vafangulo, co-host with the one and only David Scorpio. Scorpio, are you there?
Yes, sir, I am. It's good to be with you, and it's good to be here on RBN and Speak Free Radio, providing a safe space for our listeners.
Yeah, man, it is. I mean, you know, you used to laugh about that stuff when all the special snowflakes, when Trump was elected, they were losing their marbles and had to have a safe space to go and hug their blankies and put on a onesie and cuddle up with a nice stuffed toy in their blankie. But you know, it's almost like, never in my lifetime did I think that we would see the synagogue of Satan so successfully attack this nation, and really, it's like a prize fight. The U.S. right now is teetering, and it's just super disturbing to me that they keep getting away with this. And your thoughts, Scorpio?
Well, It's really interesting time in which we live, Giuseppe. And, you know, the reverberations of this bubonic Jew jab, this toxic medical experiment, I just want to relate a little story that was just quite incredible. You know, I'm sure you've seen this and other people listening have seen these videos where, you know, people that took the vaccine, the so-called vaccine, went into convulsions. Well, you know, yesterday, this is a real life story. It happened to me yesterday. I was at this party with my girlfriend, and people are just sitting down to eat. And all of a sudden, this lady completely starts going into a total convulsion. I mean, she's on the floor rolling around doing the worm dance, as you called it, and really just completely freaking out. And, you know, I just assumed that she must have been an epileptic and was going to write it off. But then after this was over, her cousin came up to us and told us that she was not an epileptic, but she had taken the bubonic Jew jab and had just taken a booster shot like a couple weeks before. And wow. So we saw a real life example of somebody, you know, like coming to a point of near death right in front of us, not on the internet, not a story I heard from someone else, saw it in real life. So this bubonic Jew jab, it's the real deal. And I think lots and lots of people are going through horrible, horrible health conditions. Of course, I'm sure, you know, when she got to the hospital, there was no talk of the vaccine. Hey, it's just a mystery as to what happened, you know?
Oh, man, that is a stunning story, Dave. And it's sad to say that it's rampant and widespread. And I mean, I know that you've witnessed that in person, and I'm getting reports from good friends and my own relatives back in Wisconsin of witnessing similar things, man. These people are just dropping and having these horrible seizures. Hopefully she recovers, but there's, you know, sadly a realistic chance there may be permanent damage because, you know, literally this insanity, you know, just plasticizes your blood, for lack of a better, it clots, it coagulates your blood with this incredibly incompetent, reckless use of genetic tampering, of trying to rewrite the human immune system, or hardwired is more correctly the way to think of it. And it is so sad. And I can relay a story myself that very close relatives of our family, their 13-year-old daughter has got the bubonic Jew jab, and guess what? She came down with COVID. And so and then her parents, who are essentially siblings to my wife, they got it. And it's just like, but my mother-in-law, who did not, had refuses to take any bubonic Jew jab, didn't get it. So it's just so funny. And that can really lead us in to our first clip, Dave. And that is Sam, the excellent producer. Could you play clip? I put so many together because the reason we've got so many today, Dave, is we're filling in. Sadly, our condolences go to our Robert Ravolt, the great master behind the King of Sunday Night Radio, behind Incendiary Radio. He lost another close relative. It would only be speculation, but I wouldn't doubt that it doesn't have something to do with the bubonic Jew jab. And let's see, which quote do I want? Let's see here. Oh, son of a gun. I put so many together, and I tried to give myself cues as to what they are. And let's see, Sam, let's go with clip number 8. And this is a good clip, Scorpio. This is, you know, makes good sense to boost your way to fast-growing cancer, to give your beloved children childhood cancer. And it's amazing the data, the real science. In this case, the only real science is what has occurred, forensic science. And it's all coming out now that this is just an amazing, amazing experiment on the Goyim cattle that's failing, honestly. So
absolutely. Maybe that's why we're at a war with Russia now. We have to stop Russia from destroying Ukraine at all costs.
Oh, my God. Is that crazy or what? And Sam, were you able to see clip? Okay. Please play it then.
For example, I was in Florida, 4 different cities these past 4 days. Got back yesterday. Every city I went to, physician would come up to me. One physician, hey, look, in the last month, I've seen 5 kidney cancers in young patients. I usually see 1 kidney cancer every decade of my practice. Chief of oncology at a major hospital. Came up to me and said, you know, I usually in young patients, you know, under 40 or so, under 40, 50, I'll see maybe 1 astrocytoma brain cancer a year. I've seen 5 after the boosters rolled out in the last month. Yeah, another physician, hey, my 21-year-old son got the booster. Now he has a salivary gland cancer. A lady in the next town, my daughter just got her booster, and she has an even more aggressive salivary gland cancer. Everywhere I go, doctors are like, thank you for speaking out. We are seeing it. How do we get this out there? How do we report it? And then when I listen to some of my esteemed epidemiology friends, they're under the assumption that, well, gosh, cancer takes a long time to develop. We're not going to see this. These aren't normal cancers. The other thing I hear is a patient has a stable cancer, or they've been cancer clear for 4 or 5 years, 10 years, clean bill of health. They get shot 2 or 3, and now they have stage 4 disease and wildfire cancers. I was in France, confirmed by doctors I was talking to over there. There were doctors from the UK. I have a family doctor from Ireland saying, I have seen the weirdest cancers, and he's been in practice almost 35 years. the weirdest cancers after the shot roll out. And again, all these anecdotes add to a large group observation that something is wrong.
There you go, Scorpio. Something is wrong. And, you know, I have one of my brothers, I have a developmentally disabled brother, and he is also sadly an epileptic. And I have witnessed and you know, dealt with many over the years grand mal seizures that he had. And it's a kind of a fascinating and amazing story that they thought he was going to die. I guess I'll tell it once I get your reaction. I'll finish my statement, then I'll tell the story. I have personally witnessed and dealt with people having those kind of seizures many times, and it is startling to see one moment a person is just you were at a party, and then all of a sudden their eyes roll back in the head, they drop like a ton of bricks, and start convulsing wildly. So that's probably what you witnessed.
Oh, absolutely. And this lady was screaming too as she was rolling around on the floor. I mean, it was really a wild scene. And you know, it's interesting, man. You know, last night I ended up talking to this guy that's an ex-cop. He actually ended up resigning from the police force because he wouldn't take the Jew jab. And he was telling me about his brother that's in one of the branches of the special forces. I don't want to say which one. And basically his brother was refusing to take the shot, you know, and he was really trying to hold out, right? And then what happened is one day he is confronted by his commanding officer, tells him to come to the office. He goes to the office. There's two military police in the office, and the commanding officer tells him, look, one of two things is going to happen. Either you're going to follow these two gentlemen and you're going to go take the shot, or you're going to follow these two gentlemen and they're going to take you straight to the brig. You're going to serve 30 days and then we're going to discharge you. It's your choice. And unfortunately, this guy caved in and took the Jew jab. And guess what? This guy, who's obviously in the top physical condition, you know, special forces, right? He now has myocarditis and has had heart issues at like age 25. So, you know, this is really a sick thing they're doing. And I do think on some level this is backfiring, because many of the Goyim cattle are starting to realize something ain't right. And they're losing trust in the authorities. And I think that process is going to continue. I think that's why, you know, they want to keep all these different destroyers. Let's talk about abortion. Let's talk about Ukraine. God, Putin's worse than Hitler. You know, meanwhile, all this information is just coming out and there's no stopping because so many people are having adverse reactions and dying.
What's even more despicable about the globalist traitors that are installed and operating the federal government right now at the highest level of power is that nothing is beneath them. There is no low level of, well, we can't do this. They are absolutely willing to do anything to serve this great reset, this new world order that the Rothschild cabal has wanted for, you know, at least a half century, and the so-called Build Back Better, where the three small B's are a font is chosen to make it look like 666 for Build Back Better. I mean, they are beneath contempt, and here's why. Several intrepid researchers have proven beyond a shadow of a doubt that the Pentagon and the military leadership is going back and rewriting data from the last 10 years to fake these massive amounts of injuries that didn't occur in deaths, because the real data of the last 18 months, where they have forced all these brave men and women in our armed forces to take the bubonic Jew jab, and it's just decimated the health of our active serving military. And they go back, Scorpio, and they change, they add an extra digit or two to take, you know, 1,000 injuries and make it 100,000 or 10,000, make it 1,000,000. And so that they're massaging the data, lying about the data to avoid the smoking gun, which is that this bubonic Jew jab, this failed genetic experiment by these subhuman chicken swingers such as Albert Perla and these other idiots at Moderna. I don't know if you've ever looked at the picture of the Moderna crew, but they don't even look human. They look subhuman, demonic. It's painful to even look at them. They're so vile. And so can you believe that, Scorpio? And I've read that from three different sources that prove it, that they had the data before and then they grabbed the after data, which has been jury-rigged now.
Oh, I believe it. All they can do to cover their ass is to lie and dig the hole deeper. But unfortunately for them, you know, the cat's out of the bag, guys. More and more people are catching on. And, you know, one thing about me, I'll always go up and just talk to complete strangers and try to see what they think, kind of probe their minds a little bit. And I was talking to this girl who, you know, she's admitted she took the vaccine, but she admitted to me that she actually regretted taking it. So they keep talking about vaccine hesitancy. I think there's a lot of vaccine regret because she said that she hasn't felt the same since she took it and is concerned about her health. And, you know, I think there's a lot of people that are in that same boat that are afraid to speak out because they're so brainwashed by the media. But I think the tide is turning in our favor. I really do believe that people are losing faith in the experts, and that process is going to continue. There's no stopping it, guys.
That's a great point, Scorpio. Now, because of the rampant mass murder of the scamdemic and the bubonic Jew jab, the powers that should not be, as the great Andrew Carrington Hitchcock likes to say on his show. And by the way, thanks to Andy for having us both on once a month on the new show, The Perfect Operation. And it's just such an honor because he's just a titan of truth, trying to stay out of jail like the great Graham Hart experienced. And so he was. I started to think about Graham Hart and I lost my train of thought. Oh, that's funny. Where were we, Scorpio? Please refresh me.
We were talking about the bubonic Jew jab and the regret that so many people are experiencing from taking this.
Oh, yeah. It's insane. I don't know, you're pretty new to Telegram, but there are some awesome Telegram pages or channels, I guess they call them, where there's people who are literally posting thousands. I'm not kidding you, literally. I go back a day or two, I haven't looked at it. It's like 17,000 new posts of people with regret and injuries. And this is every day, 10,000 new people putting up, this is what happened to me, this is what happened to my child, this is what happened to my mother, my aunt, my coworker. It's just rampant. And so it's just, I know where I wanted to go with this. And so, Dave, it's such a colossal failure. It's such a colossal international Jew arrogance / incompetence, which is what they always deliver to the table. It's you know, this is like the 1919 failed Spanish flu vaccine all over again, but on a much more epic scale. And so, Scorpio, it seems to me that because they have to cover this up so much, and we'll cover this in the next 2 hours. When we fill in for Robert Rabel, we're going to have an impromptu roundtable with the great Frederick C. Blackburn, Blackbird 9, Johnny Percent, and Dennis Camino are going to all join us, and we'll cover this in a lot greater detail. But it seems to me as though that's why we're seeing this rampant new explosion of Gladio 2.0 with that phony MK Ultra triggered individual and the so-called Buffalo shooting, and there was another shooting in California yesterday. A couple days ago, there was a shooting outside of the Milwaukee Bucks playoff game when they sadly choked in Game 6 and Game 7. But there was, I guess, like 20 people got shot. But that's more like gangland violence than anything else. There's a lot of gangs in Milwaukee. Milwaukee used to be a great city to live in. I grew up there, and now it's definitely a much, much darker shade, and that's fine. That's just the evolution of some things, but that suddenly is, and we're going to play a Biden clip a little later talking about this, which is just ridiculous. But in addition, they're also pushing this whole scam of the global warming, and they're doubling down and trying to create a one world government through the back door with the World Health Organization, the WHO, getting to tell you what you can do beyond the nation state governments. Have you been following that at all, Scorpio? All these things are trying to cover up the abject failure of the bubonic Jew jab the last 18 months.
Well, right. And yeah, I have been following that. And let me just touch upon this shooting a little bit. I don't know much about it yet, but I was listening to NPR, National Public Radio, and, you know, it's about everybody on NPR is a Jew. It's incredible.
Yeah.
And, you know, Jewy Jewstein on there was saying that, apparently the shooter, and, you know, they're also arrogant. They're so intellectual there.
Right. But
apparently the shooter, in his manifesto that was circulated on the internet, believed in this bizarre theory of white replacement, that somehow, in Western nations, white people are intentionally being replaced. This is a very common theory amongst neo-Nazis and white supremacists. And I'm thinking, you know, I'm so tired of hearing about Nazis and white supremacists. It's all this paper tiger. It's this mythological being that there's not very many of. But meanwhile, the evidence for white replacement is overwhelming. We're supposed to be, oh, it's just an accident. We didn't know that importing millions of Muslims and non-whites would end up changing the demographics of the country. Who would have thought? You know, it's just incredible how that's the angle that I've heard them taking on this so far, is that this guy believed in white replacement and that's what made him snap and decide to just randomly shoot a bunch of people he didn't know. You know, it's pathetic. And as far as this World Health Organization thing, you're exactly right. This is world government through the back door. And, you know, let's be honest. I think they already had that the first run of COVID, because what just about every nation in the world suddenly was dancing to the same tune. What they're doing, they're codifying this more, trying to solidify it, and unfortunately, I don't think it's going to go over so well next time, because I'm just seeing amongst the people I talk to, more and more people realize they got played, that COVID, whatever it is, something like a bad cold or a bad flu, that's about all it is. And you remember back in the beginning of this, Giuseppe, I'm sure you do, when they first rolled out the vaccine, you know, if you take the vaccines, you won't get COVID, and you won't be able to transmit COVID.
Right.
It's 100% effective, guys, 99.9% effective, you know, and now it's like, you can still transmit it, and I guess you can catch it, but at least you won't go to the hospital and die, you know. So I mean, this the absurdity of their lies is becoming difficult for them to keep going, guys.
Oh my God, that's like the synagogue of Satan. They always just don't double down; they triple down. And because I know you're on the road right now, and we're doing this from your cell phone on Skype, you can't see the image I just put up for all our viewers on Twitch and Twitter, but I will describe it. So it's a split, vertically split two-image of the United States, 48 contiguous states. The top image, and it's in color, multicolor, says U.S. white population 1940. And Dave, The white race is red, and so there is 90% red. There is some yellow and blue and green, which represent the various races in the South and the Southeast, heading up to about Maryland, Pennsylvania border. And then there's a little bit to the east of southeast of Texas, and there's a big color swath in Arizona and New Mexico for obvious reasons. And so that's it. Now, below is the same 48 contiguous states, 2010, and it is you're looking at a gay homosexual piñata. And so what it is it's every color, and the white race has been beaten back to the Midwest, the upper West, as in Idaho, Montana, and the, Pennsylvania, Ohio, and going up, Maine, New Hampshire, and everywhere else, there is hardly any red there anymore, Scorpio. There's yellow, green, blue. The image the gauge is too small. But I mean, obviously, it's for blacks, Mexicans, Chinese, Asians, what have you, Central Americans. But, you know, what we're looking at, my brother, is literally Kalergi on steroids. They said they were going to do it. And tragically, the American public, you know, operates, oh, with the feels. I got the feels. Oh, I feel bad for all those immigrants, and I feel bad for those war-torn people. Well, all the wars came from the Jew, the international Jew, controlling the Pentagon and controlling the State Department for the last 60 years. All you know, it's like, how can you not understand that the white descendancy is a minority in this country, and we are only 6% of the entire world? And so we had carved out our own little niche in Canada, the United States, in Europe, and the Jew decided, you know, as the great Frederick C. Blackburn 9 can address when we all sit in for Robert Ravel's Incendiary Radio, how much the Kalergi plan has succeeded. But the proof is right there. They will lie to your face, right? My favorite six phrase proverb, the Russian proverb: fish swim, birds fly, Jews lie. And I'll turn it over to you. But first, I'll say, how can you not trust a Jew on NPR, Scorpio? Why are we doubting this?
Oh, I know. I'm just getting cynical, I guess, my old age there. Yeah, and they just make it sound like this outlandish theory that only white supremacists and neo-Nazis believe in. Meanwhile, the evidence for this is overwhelming. We're supposed to believe, oh, was this a big accident? Like, oh, we didn't know that was going to happen if we let in millions of illegal aliens and, you know, immigrants from all over the world in non-white countries, so somehow that's going to change the demographics of the United States. Who would have thought? It's all a big accident, guys, you know. And I tell you, I can see the image you were showing, and it's overwhelming. But this is all part of the Jew, the international Jew, wanted to essentially reshape and destroy Western civilization. And now they're actually trying to destroy humanity with humanity 2.0. with this bubonic chew jab. It's unbelievable, and it's time for it to be exposed and to no longer just allow this tiny group of people to shape our destiny.
Oh, well stated. And, you know, it's so funny that you keep hearing these claims from the globalist controlled by Jew mass media and all these so-called believable media outlets, and they always say, oh yeah, all this technology is nanotechnology. There's never been any real practical uses of stem cells yet. It's probably still 20, 30 years away. And that's kind of cool, but they don't want to just figure out ways to create and stimulate the natural immune system to heal itself. They have a much more insidious agenda with this graphene oxide, with this nanotechnology, with this hard wiring of the human immune system, and it's all completely failing. And yet, you know, you watch the mainstream media and the lying Jews that control it, you would think that this is the best thing since sliced Wonder Bread, and it's just absurd. Dave, are you there? Okay, he's not there. I will continue on. General Giuseppe has assumed control.
Oh, no, sorry. Oh,
okay. Okay.
Were you muted? I was muted.
Okay,
no,
so...
you know, apparently, what's interesting, too, Giuseppe, is they're having trouble getting people to keep taking these booster shots. So either they're going to have to make a new play on this come fall, or it's pretty much over. So we'll see. We'll know sometime in the fall if they're going to be able to release some kind of new super variant. It's a super variant, guys. We'll see.
All right. We've reached the bottom of the hour. Stay tuned for the second half of The Sane Asylum. RBN.
Truth. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Caldwell, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. Patricia, excellent herbal formula. I use Extendivite to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Brian, I'm using Extendivite, and for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cammy, 5 stars. I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. TR, 5 stars. All I can say is Extendivite works. Buy it, try it, and see for yourself. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
All right, welcome back to the second half of The Sane Asylum. I'm your co-host, Giuseppe Vaffangulo, with my brother from another mother, the brilliant David Scorpio, and we're going to open up the phone lines right after we play this clip. Area code 512-248-8252. That's area code 512-248-8252. 82, 52, and they always say it three times. So 512-248-8252. And Sam, if we could cue up clip number two, that would be great. And Scorpio, this is going to really underline an exclamation point, your statements about it's all falling apart and the people are waking up. This is a gentleman named Mark Stein, S-T-E-Y-N, who is pointing out the British government is culpable for mass murder because of the bubonic jujab. Please go ahead and...
And every day brings new studies, new findings that confirm the last 2 years of life in the Western world is a blizzard of lies. Just a couple of data points, more or less at random. According to the latest vaccine report by the UK Health Security Agency, so that's pretty official, vaccine effectiveness for triple-jabbed young persons is below zero. For triple-jabbed old persons, it's also below zero. These graphics come from my old chum, Toby Young's Daily Skeptic website, because for some reason, the government agency gives you the numbers but doesn't put them into an at-a-glance graph. If you're 60 or older, the triple-jabbed are five times more likely to get COVID than the unvaccinated. If you're over 80, three jabs provide no statistical protection whatsoever against hospitalization.
There you go, Scorpio. What do you think of that?
Well, that's, it's pretty amazing that even, someone as mainstream as Mark Stein. Mark Stein used to be, kind of a regular fill-in host for Rush Limbaugh back in the day. So, the guy's got a pretty big audience, and even here, in San Diego, there's some guys on just regular terrestrial radio that are revealing these same kind of statistics. So, again, this is it's all coming out, and that's why we've got to have a million distractions. Let's talk about abortion, guys. Let's argue about that to the end of time, let's not worry about what's actually happening with this deluge of evidence. It's really quite incredible, Giuseppe. It's good news for our side.
It's undeniable, and yet the traitorous communitarian zio-communist administration fronted by the living glory hole Marionette Biden keeps doubling down and saying, you got to get your jab. It's the only way to keep everyone safe. It's so absurd. We've got our first caller, Andy from Texas. What's on your mind, Andy?
Well, hey, thanks, gentlemen, for taking my call. We got a whole bunch of distractions going on and stuff, and then we've got something going on in our schools right now. It's called critical race theory. And so I got a simple question for you, and I'll get off the air. It's a rhetorical question because I think I know the answer to it, but with critical race theory, what are they trying to do, and how far does that go to get what they're trying to accomplish?
What a great question. Go ahead, Scorpio.
Yeah, I'll take a stab at this briefly. If you want to just summarize critical race theory, is that everything bad in history is Whitey's fault. The white man is responsible for every bad thing that's ever happened. Black people are victims of white people's horrible behavior. That's about a summation of all world history throughout time.
Exactly right. And I would like to also add that my favorite Russian proverb, fish swim, birds fly, Jews lie. The Jew, international Jew, conveniently forgets that they were the monopoly of the slave trade for centuries. That they controlled and owned all the slave ships. They paid for the individuals. They ran the slave markets. And that was not just in Africa or Central America. We're talking about, and I have images, scanned images of flyers that were put up. Shlomo Cohen is having a slave auction at 2 p.m. Saturday in Charleston, South Carolina, and it was controlled lock, stock, and bagel by the Jew. The Jews drove the slave trade. And then how conveniently, once they got control of more and more newspapers back around the turn of the century into the early 20th century, suddenly the Jew decides to start the NAACP, the National Association for the Advancement of Colored People, the same colored people that they sold like farm animals, and yet suddenly the National Association for the Advancement of Colored People was created by, I believe it was 12 Jews and one mulatto, one half black yes. person. So what a farce.
Go ahead. Hey, well, yeah, let's do a one-up here.
Go
ahead, Paul. Yeah, the Jew has been kicked out of 109 countries. Let's do him a solid and kick him out of 110. That's all I got, fellas. You guys have a good night.
Yeah.
Thank you, Andy, for the call. Go ahead, Scorpio.
Yeah, and Giuseppe, I think you brought up something really important with this, the international Jew controlling the slave trade. And, you know, the absolute proof of this is in a series of books written by the Nation of Islam called The Secret Relationship Between Blacks and Jews. You can get a copy of them on the internet. They're probably PDF files floating around. But these books prove beyond a doubt that the Jews ran the slave trade. And what's really interesting about these books is they did not use any so-called anti-Semitic sources. They used Jewish historians who told the story of how Jews ran the slave trade. And then what you're referring to, the second thing you said was about these advertisements. There's another book that the Nation of Islam published that's nothing but reprints of these ads like you're talking about. You know, Shlomo Frankenstein has a black slaves for sale this Saturday, you know, or this Sunday, I should say, because they never did it during Sabbath. And so, you know, the evidence of this is overwhelming. It's not a conspiracy theory, and you can look it up for yourself. Those books prove it beyond the shadow of a doubt.
Well stated. That's exactly right. And, you know, the Nation of Islam, you know, they've got their own agenda, so we're not like 100% buying the Nation of Islam. But in this case, they knew what kind of a shitstorm they'd be taking from if they didn't have their facts 100%, and they have their facts 100%. So we've got another caller, Dave. Tom from Florida, welcome to the Sane Asylum. What's on your mind?
Welcome to being in the Sane Asylum. Welcome to being Goy. Speaking of what you're basically talking about, you guys remember what the slave trade? You remember when Louis Farrakhan was on Arsenio Hall show? And the last show Arsenio Hall ever did was because he brought up the Jewish slave trade with the Rothschilds.
I do remember that. I didn't watch it live, but I have seen clips of that. Yes.
Listen, I got to tell you guys something. I watched it live. I was with my black boss at the time. My boss was a black gentleman, and I told my boss, and we looked at the TV because we were in his little office, and we watched it live. And gentlemen, I told him, and he told me, he said, "That's the end of Arsenio Hall." And I guarantee you, the next week you didn't see Arsenio on TV. That was it. He got booted right then and there because he exposed the slave trade or the ships being bought by Rothschilds, and Farrakhan was the reason that you don't hear about Arsenio Hall. It ruined his career. He had the number one talk show, way bigger than Oprah and any of them at the time. I don't know if you guys remember that, but I just wanted to bring that up. I'll never forget it. I told my boss, and we looked at each other, and we both agreed that he was gone. He was done. It was toast for Arsenio. Wow. He turned to toast. So anyway,
yeah,
wow,
I do.
That was
a great call. Go ahead, Scorpio.
Yeah. No, I was going to say that's a great call, and thanks for bringing that up. That's really incredible. Of course, yeah, that's so magically his career was over. Yeah, well, I wonder why. Let's figure that out. Oh, it was a mystery.
You know what's amazing about that, Dave? Go ahead, Andy. Go ahead, Tom. Sorry.
No, a lot of guys' careers in Hollywood got into because Zog. Look at this Weinstein, Epstein. You're all Steens and these Zog cabal reading Sons of Guns. I mean, come on. But I just want to say this also. I know you probably never got a call from coming up, but you know, I have friends, and I was in the hospital, gentlemen, for like almost 18 days. And actually 18 days because I was there. And everything I saw in the hospital when I talked to a bunch of people, everybody died of COVID. One guy came in on a motorcycle, had a wreck on a motorcycle, died, COVID. Guy just sitting next to me in a room, he had a heart attack, COVID. He was this old, like 85-year-old guy, and he died of COVID. That's all these people do is write down COVID. They don't give you the real natural cause why these people are dying. It's all COVID. So, you know, the Zog's behind that. But now getting back to another thing I do want to discuss.
Could I ask real quick, Tom? Were you forced to take the bubonic jujab when you were in the hospital for that long?
No, I wouldn't take it. I told him, no way. You know what I told him? You ain't going to believe this. I told him I already took the Regeneron, and I went to the hospital. I told him I took the Regeneron a year earlier. I never took the jujab. I took the Regeneron, and, they didn't bother me. But, these people, listen, here in South Florida, guys, I don't know, you know that. There's not one white nurse in all of South Florida. They're all Hispanic or Haitian, okay? Just so you guys know that.
South Florida is the wild, wild west these days, right?
Yeah, well, you know, even when you go to the courthouse back in the day, you see hundreds of pennies up on the courthouse steps, and it'd be blood all over them, chicken blood. And you'd ask the cops or whoever, hey, why don't you guys do some of all these blood here? You know what they tell you? No, I ain't touching that, man. The judge has been cursed in the chamber. So they drop hundreds of pennies in chicken blood, and then they dump them on the courthouse steps over here in Dade County and Broward County, and they'd be basically cursing the judges that you better render a right decision for them. Dude, this is look, the whole country's going third world. You kidding me? Maybe fourth world, fifth world. I don't know. It's a fifth column, whatever you want to say it. But, you know, and speaking of that, I'll never forget watching the documentary Blood in the Face, and everybody thought that was a corny-ass documentary. That thing's coming to truth. And I'll tell you what's really come to truth. There's one guy that's really come to truth that you guys never really talk about is George Lincoln Rockwell. If you guys archive his tapes, and you know he was murdered in a laundromat by a Jew. They had to whack him no matter what, get rid of him. Rockwell was getting too powerful, and he was exposing too much, and they did everything in their power to stop him from starting another party up. But he was, you know what? Everything he said basically was true. It came to fruition. Everything like Rockwell was saying, it came to fruition. Am I lying, guys? Hello,
Scorpio.
I've read Rockwell's book, and one interesting thing about Rockwell is that he was actually kind of forming a sort of a semi-alliance with the Nation of Islam on certain fronts because they had similar objectives in terms of just wanting to be separate from each other, but respectful towards one another. So it was really an interesting story. That's a whole other subject matter that would be interesting to go into someday.
We should go into that, absolutely. Tom, anything else on your mind?
Well, I just want you to know he was a decorated fighter pilot. You know, so he was no dummy, and he had a lot of knowledge. But that's for another day. Like you said, that's for another day. I do want to go back to this one. I'll let you go. Look, immigration. Look what they're doing to Europe. Look what they're doing to the United States. We know who's behind it. They're a bunch of Zog agents. Because I really do believe they figure if they fled this United States like Europe with all these other groups, nobody will ever come in, a guy will come in and try to clean the country out that's turned into a cesspool. And, I remember when Trump was talking about some of these countries are shitholes. You remember how they made such a big stink about that in the media? Well, basically, he was right. Telling the truth.
Yeah.
And I know I shouldn't be using a word. Okay, crap hole, I should have said. But... you know, that's basically Trump said that, and they were crucified for that. And remember, he's been impeached twice, but he didn't get kicked out of office, but he's been impeached twice. And his son-in-law was stabbing him in the back the whole time with Ivanka. That's my opinion. That's how powerful these Zog are. The Zog is this incredibly Kabbalah, the archangels. They're ruthless. And like one caller calls in, I won't mention his name, but he says, hey, they're the Christ killers, man. What more can I say? So they believe in the Lord. You know, they want to go say they're the chosen ones. No, they kill Christ. They don't reason Christ got hung up on the cross, man. You literally look at it. I mean, Pontius Pilate, I read some of about that situation. And he really didn't want to hang the Christ on the cross. What's he gonna do here? So, you know, look, they got too much power in this country at 2%. There's how many senators, how many judges, Supreme Court judges with the power they should not even be wielding. So that's my opinion, guys, and they control way, way too much power. And by the reason they do that, we gave Thomas Alva Edison probably rolling in his grave what they've done to the movie projector, and I guarantee you, Walt Disney's rolling in his grave what they've done to Disney, the Disney Corporation. Look who's running Disney Corporation in California and Florida. Who's that, guys? Can you tell me?
There are some individuals who like to swing a chicken.
Yep, a bunch of Zog. So that's who's wrong. But we got a guy, I guess the governor's kind of tough on Disney World. He's basically saying pay up the $750 million a year that you're taking from the taxpayers of Florida. So start paying up. So I guess that's a right step in the right direction. So we'll see how this turns out. But and he's also exposing these illegals that go up to these blue states and shove all these illegals out of get all the illegals out of the red states. You might have saved your constitution here. If not, this country's going to be wiped out here in the next 10, 20 years for sure. Pretty soon, you know, when you keep the language will be it'll be a split country like Bosnia. So, you know, this country's facing a lot of perilous nonsense because of Zog. And I don't know what to say other than you guys got a great show, and, you know, you guys expose the truth, the whole truth, but the truth will help you God. So that's the main thing. You guys got like, you know, to keep going on because that's patriotic. And, you know, if there's some good Zog out there that want to, you know, like, I guess I'd give a little credit to Levin and Michael Savage, even though they're Zog. But they sometimes expose immigration, but they don't really go about who's the root cause of it all. But at least they try to say something about immigration, I guess you can say that. But that's, to me, that's the linchpin that this is going to take down this country, is immigration, for sure. It ain't like these people are coming here to compliment. They're coming to eat our lunch, take our jobs, and keep a whole different cultural identity going out in the next 20, 30 years. It's a wipeout, man, if we don't stop it. We got a bumbling imbecile in there. He's a puppet on a string. That's all I can say. He's just a big puppet. The rest of them, the demon rats. Hey, you guys, their mascot's a jackass. Go figure. Anyway, have a great show, and thank you for taking my call, and have a wonderful weekend. Thank you, guys.
Thank you, Tom.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, the international Jew, like from the famous quote, Scorpio, by Barbara Lerner Specter, that the only way Europe will survive or the United States will survive is with multiculturalism. That is such a crock of shit, because I put that graphic up on the screen again. 1940, this country was doing just fine as a white majority, and this is nothing but traitorous infiltration by the synagogue of Satan. And it's funny that, you know, mentioning Arsenio Hall, he did some of the most famous Eddie Murphy movies, and remember the one where Eddie and even Arsenio, they dress up in like 5 to 10 different costumes. And one of the things was Eddie Murphy would be like a 300-pound elderly black woman, and she'd go, Billy D, Billy D, Billy D. And now what we're looking at is, thanks to Zog, Kalergi, Kalergi, Kalergi. And it's all Kalergi plan, and yet they lie to your face about it, Scorpio. Your thoughts?
Oh, yeah. It's becoming patently obvious, and that's why they have to keep, you know, putting these shows up like, the shooter in Buffalo was believed in this bizarre theory of white replacement, and he killed people. Just to, you know, keep people afraid of even looking into this sort of thing. And but it's very effective, and of course gun control is the other aspect of that. But yeah, it's lie stacked upon lie. That's about it.
True that. We've got another caller. I know this young lady, Murr from Wisconsin. Welcome. What's on your mind?
Hi, guys. Yeah, whenever I hear that 109 places, I want people to remember it's been 1,030 times, or as Dennis Fecho says, 1,031 times, often from the same place, but the 31 is Afghanistan now, okay? And then looking at those numbers in these got to be some staged events. The guy shoots 18 people, and he has a 180-page manifesto, you know, an 8-year-old girl. And with the Jews themselves, the only lie that isn't a lie is the fact that they're 2%. That's a lie, too. There's way more than that. They've mixed in with so many others. And with the immigrant thing coming in, the numbers there, too. Mike Gaddy showed tonight when he was a Minuteman. You know, they were, when they'd come across, they were shouting at him to sit down in Spanish, right? And they didn't listen. And it's all these OTMs other than Mexican. And this particular group happened to be Iranian, and they have Chinese, you know. So this is being done on purpose because it's the exact opposite of what we were told to do, which was to keep nations separate way back from Babel.
Well, that's compelling. Scorpio, your thoughts?
Well, I
so
think,
Mer- oh, go know, ahead. Sorry.
The most important thing is that every group of people needs to be allowed to form their own culture and progress at their own speed, and not have this satanic cabal sort of sitting atop a pyramid and directing and using all the pieces on the chessboard against each other, because that's precisely what's happening right now.
So, Mur, I have a question for you. How do you base the statement that there's way more Jews? I'm looking at, by country, a breakdown of Jews as of 2018, and there's 12 million in the United States, 6.5 million in Israel, 700,000 in France, 701,000 in Canada, 600,000 in Russia, 413,000 on the West Bank, 410,000 in United Kingdom, 350,000 in Argentina, 275,000. That's funny. So few in Germany, 200,000 in Ukraine.
Are we trusting their numbers now? We can't trust their words. Why are we trusting their numbers? They're blending in with others. They're mixing with others. Like when Elkins moved to Florida, I was looking at the stats there, and all it would say there was only 2% Jews practicing. In other words, they confuse the religion with the race, as always. Because everyone knows Florida is probably 30% Jewish. All the lizard lands.
Valid
Florida,
points.
Texas, Mideast.
You know, that's a compelling point. I wonder how we could get a realistic projection of the real numbers. I wonder if anybody's ever done that. I'll have to research that. Scorpio, your thoughts. Do you think the numbers are low, realistic, or high?
Well, I think Mur's making a great point. You know, we can't trust the words. Why do we trust their numbers? Who knows? They certainly, what matters the most is they're certainly disproportionately at the seat of power in just about every Western nation, including Ukraine, especially, you know, so something's going on, and yeah, there probably are a lot more than we think, but who knows? They are very tribal, and they promote each other in nepotism, so it's hard to know.
Well, there's blacks that have DNA, like Randy Short, Dr. Randy Short, and he's like anti-white and everything else, but the black the Jewish slavers, you know, they couldn't keep their pants on, right? So there's a lot of DNA in all different races of Jewish ancestry, and once they find that out, well, then they get a leg up because they're the perfect cover.
Yeah, that's a valid point, Mur. Valid point, Mur. I just put up on the screen the manifesto that is attempted to be suppressed, but it was pretty easy to find it. So, what do you think? Did you look into the manifesto? And we're going to cover this because we're filling in for the great Robert Ravolt, the king of Sunday nights. So stay tuned for two more hours of Scorpio and I. Plus, we'll be joined by an impromptu roundtable of Dennis Camino, Frederick C. Blackburn, Blackbird 9, and John Percent. So what your thoughts on this, Mur?
Yeah, I just looked at it a little bit. But it's almost humorous, okay, because it's just so over the top. Thanks.
Yep. Seems very clumsy. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in to the Sane Asylum. Stay tuned. We're filling in for Robert Ravolt after these breaks. So stay tuned.
Hey there, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new Ease-Off Drop-In Lift?
What in the world is an Ease-Off Drop-In Lift?
Our Ease-Off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the Ease-Off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.